Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guidance is internal. Ignition sequence starts. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Permission to board, please.
Permission to come aboard.
Permission to board.
Permission to board.
Do I have some permission to board that sweet mother ship?
This is the Permission Granted podcast. Here's DA.
Welcome inside the PGP, the Permission Granted podcast, the show about the show within the show. There's so many ways you can listen to the show. This one, you can download us on iTunes. You can also listen to us on radio.com as part of the DA show. iTunes and podcast feed that's on there as well. So multiple ways you can listen, and also just go to the website. That's cbssportsradio.com. So a couple of things to delve in on right now. Number one, side B of last week's PGP with Moose. I thought Moose handled himself remarkably well. I thought that he was smart and intelligent and funny. He held his ground. I thought that Moose was, he was a great guy to have on. And he was the guy that you got mad at because he was grading too low your football foods of the week.
For sure.
I thought, honestly, you bullied him.
What are you, he's cyberbullying me. I'm not allowed to talk it out with him?
You didn't come off as a guy that was confident enough in what the grades were going to be. You had to bully him into giving you better grades.
Well, I did think by the end of side B, I said, I don't want you just to hand me A's. I do want
them. But you did want that. Because you said in that.
Because they are all A's. That's what's frustrating.
I don't know. They're dips.
Again, he gave me an A- on this. That goes, we haven't even discussed that. I got an A- on this week's
dip.
And a dip is more than that. If you make it elegant and a lot of different items.
Well, what would you say that a Philly cheesesteak spread was? What would you say? As a meal?
No, I think it's a dip in essence.
Technically,
but you're making it seem like I just opened a can of ranch and put it out there with some Fritos.
It's a detailed dip.
It's a detailed dip, but a detailed dip is an A. I got into making the football foods of the week on a journey and a love of food and football, okay? And on that journey, I think they're worthy enough to knock your boots off and be delicious. So through 3 weeks, if I don't see it giving me an A, when you're taking a time to make a page, I think it's a problem. I should also say, post that podcast with Moose, I'm going to reveal something behind the curtain. Moose, the night after we taped the podcast, asked me and came to me directly via DMs on Instagram whether he should take down the page and, if you will, just hand it over, that it wasn't worth the fuss anymore. And I told him I did not want him doing that. Stick to doing what he's doing. I'm busting his chops. Have fun. I'm glad he spoke to me again about how depressing his Dolphins season was, and this was the only thing he had to look forward to, and now he feels like might be a little ruined. So
you ruined it because you tried to bully him.
Yeah, and I think when you're bringing up bullying, I think he felt afterwards like this was a problem and that basically he had offended the entire show.
He's such a nice guy.
He is.
And you made him feel miserable and embarrassed and ashamed.
I probably did a lot of that. And then I was ashamed the next day to find out he was part of many D aliens who had hooked me up with a very nice gift.
Which we're going to get to.
Yeah.
I would also say that I don't think you honestly think that these are A's. I think you're living
what
on your reputation,
about?
And I'll tell you why. I think you consider yourself a popular part of the show and popular in a lot of people's eyes, and you think that you deserve people to love you up because they do largely love you up. And in this case, you admitted inside B, hey, I've been doing this for 7 years. How many good recipes do you think I could find? You've admitted that you're getting thin on the recipes. So you're kind of admitting that these aren't great recipes, that these wouldn't even have made years 1 and 2.
Yes and no. I think food's evolved over 7 years, too. It has. You wouldn't think of a Philly cheesesteak dip 7 years ago.
I think you would.
Food has evolved.
I think you would.
So there's part of that. But, yes, there's a lot of pressure on me. I think there was never pressure in the past with Up the Gut. It was just, hey, they're undefeated foods of the week. Let's have fun. And they were all delicious. But now when they're out in the forefront and somebody else is making them and they're telling me, honestly, maybe they don't like what you liked, Mraz. And I'm like, well, hold on here. And now you have people like to see what they see. They're following this account going, Mraz a fraud. And that's the way it came across. So
you're getting skittish.
I am getting skittish. Now, it should also be noted, Moose now, we've volleyed back. He's lived up to his word, what we put on side B. I have the recipe and the ingredients for the food of the week that he has put out there. I'm copying and pasting his directions right into my Up the Gut column, and we're going to give him an honest grade. And I hope that you, Bogus in the body, don't just throw him an A because you feel like it's got to be a pity party against me. I'm going to follow his exact directions, and we'll give him an honest grade, and we'll see how hard it is to come up with these foods.
What is it?
Do you want to reveal it?
Yeah.
Wonton jalapeno poppers.
Ooh.
So I had to get wonton wraps, sour cream cheese, bacon, fresh bacon. I got to cook up tonight. It looks like jalapeno. And it's a whole blend, and he has the directions on how to cook the wonton wraps perfectly. And all of that is going to be stuffed into a wonton wrap, kind of like a crab ragoon, but with the jalapeno popper.
Well, I have to say, I think you could agree. This already sounds like the most detailed of all the football foods of the week that you've put out this year.
Yes, but okay, yes. Yeah, the easy answer is yes. The other part of this, what gets us football food, the football foods of the week are not meant to complicate your weekend. It's supposed to be easy enough that anybody could figure out because not everybody's a gourmet chef. So that has always been part of my football foods of the week is easiness, basicness. Look what you could come up with at the most basic items. It took me a couple laps through a grocery store yesterday to find these wonton wraps. I'm asking people. Turns out they're in the produce section. Right off the bat, that was kind of a turnoff for me. It should be very easy for me to locate.
Let me ask you this. Why don't you just re-rack some of the good old ones from years 1, 2, and 3?
Is that allowed?
I think so, if they're really good. I wouldn't want you to just do, like, just replay all of year 1 in a row.
All right. I can do that. I will tell you that there are two others after this week I've lined up that I made for dinners recently, not for football foods of the week, with this in my mind. All when right. I started to get these bad grades. Like a dinner I made yesterday in a crock pot is a football food that I tested, worked out perfect. So I got some things cooking here.
Okay.
I'm about to go on a hit streak.
Okay. I mean, I think that's fair. I don't want to just see a bunch of dips the rest of the year.
I gave you two dips. It's still light season. It was September. We're going to get to the hearty, heavy stuff. Winter is coming, young man.
Number two, you must have felt so guilty when you shred Moose a new one.
I did.
And then the next day, we unveil that these D-Aliens got together behind the scenes and donated money to a gift card or multiple gift cards?
A gift card, a hefty gift card.
Gift card to you for your upcoming daughter to be born in December. And you just must have been like feeling the worst about yourself.
Yeah, and I almost felt even worse too. I'll get to that in a second. Yeah, I felt horrible because here I am really going after this guy about his page and he had spent time along with some of these other guys. And I got to be honest, some of these people that contributed on there, they're great, but now I feel guilty anytime they've tweeted me and I've just been like, I got a bunch of tweets, you know, I'll answer them another time. Like, they went above and beyond to do something that members of my family wouldn't even
do. No question.
Like, they arguably got me a better gift than anybody in my family will. And
your sisters definitely won't do that for
you. No, at the baby shower or something like that. It was an incredible gesture, something that I was completely stunned by, and now I've been humbled a little bit. I have to be more of a people person. I have to not be as big a jerk. And really, it's changed me. And I will just say, there was a little mishap online. I got sent the wrong size Daniel Jones jersey, and then they didn't have any of my size. They sent me a medium.
You had ordered your own, Daniel
Yeah,
Jones.
Medium. Now I'm getting refunded.
Please don't tell me you spent all of their baby money on your new Daniel Jones jersey.
There is a Modell's up the block from me, and I almost on Sunday morning, I asked my wife, I said, well, we have the gift card. Can I just run and get that? She grabbed the gift card out of my hand and said, you're absolutely not doing this. This is for your daughter. That is bad karma. This
is for... Oh, my God. Why would you think that's okay?
Because I just figured, you know what? Then I'll replace the money next week with what I just spent on the gift card. But it was my wife not being home Sunday morning away from going towards a Daniel Jones jersey ahead of kickoff.
Oh, my God. These people pull together their extra dollars.
I thought about it later in the day. I said, I'm thankful I didn't do that. But she had to run at me at the door and say, you can't do that. In my mind, I'm like, you know what? But then I'll take the money out of my next check for this. You know, things with the first mortgage payment, I need to get this Jones jersey.
Yeah, I see where that's going. Then suddenly you're a little bit short of the mortgage, yeah. And you're like, we'll replace it after Christmas, because right. I got to get Christmas gifts, and then you never replace it.
But they almost pulled their money to buy me a Daniel Jones jersey.
You're terrible.
But it didn't. It didn't happen.
Thank
I still
God
have it.
For Danielle. So what's it going to go to, like, baby clothes?
Yeah, or diapers clothes.
Formula?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're breastfeeding, so I don't know if I need the formula.
Okay.
I saw a pump come in the mail.
Okay.
I don't know, bedding, who knows? You know, anything, it's going to be spent baby-related.
Okay,
like,
bedding, is BEDDING, not BETT.
Yes, no, okay. Not actual gambling. It is going towards baby stuff. I karmically cannot not go towards baby stuff. That is bad karma. So my wife ripped it out of my hands.
Thank God. The final point. The end of today's show, we had a little mishap on the epic fail.
Oh, boy.
And Shep has been training the last couple of days. His name has popped up on the show, which is why I bring this up. Adnan Virk comes on. Why was Shep talking to Adnan Virk?
I put Adnan on hold. Shep goes, it's Adnan. Picks it up. Goes, Adnan, it's Shep. How you doing? Dave Shepard. Adnan, who? Basically giving one.
Adnan is a longtime ESPN broadcaster.
Correct.
Now he's on DAZN. He's a baseball guy and a boxing guy, too. And Shep just, I guess, picked up the phone and talked to him during a commercial
because
break.
Because apparently he knew him from ESPN and wanted to say hello. Shep's, it's a lot going on. He's a wild card.
And so Adnan brings this up on the air. Also, I had thanked Shep at the end of the show 2 days ago, and a listener said, you should have put Shep on the radio. He's great radio. Put him on the mic. So we've talked about Shep this week. So we have the epic fail, misfire, fires too early over me, and then I'm like, okay, stop this right now. I want to set this up more.
Right. It was then like a funk flex set.
Then we fire it, and then it takes a while for the audio to start.
Correct.
And I can tell there's kind of a miscommunication behind the scenes, and I can see behind the glass, it's Bilotti, and it's Shep, and they're kind of pointing at the screen. So then I thank everybody, and I say, you know, and on the epic fail, that's Shep. And in my mind, it's kind of funny. We've talked about Shep.
Correct.
Shep clearly messed up the epic fail. Not a big deal.
He wasn't too happy with you thanking him for that.
And, but should I just let Bilotti take the fall on that? Because if I don't say Shep on the epic fail, people think Bilotti, who's a master at his craft, it's like, you know, people thinking that because they see three fumbles lost by Tom Brady, that he coughed it up. In the meantime, it was like three bad snaps that went over his head.
No, you're right. It was Shep's fault. However, two things there. It's impossible for you to blurt out. Shep's also training. So if you're ever going to make a mistake, it is when you're training. Also, there's no reason for him to be training right now because he doesn't really have any shifts coming up on the DA show. For some reason, Pete's padding a roster that people will forget stuff on the DA show later on. So I don't really know, but I think Pete's got to take some of the heat there because it's his training that's
really
leading to this failure. Yeah.
But, I mean,
look, I'm just going to throw it out there. I think Pete's struggling in the training capacity. I don't think he's a good manager in the dugout for training people. Like, Pete's really good at what he does. Look, it's like Jordan, right? Jordan's an all-time great. He's the greatest basketball player of all time. Is that really the guy you want running your franchise? Going to win you rings in Charlotte? Probably not. So, people, I might be the greatest board op of all time, but is that really the guy you want training everybody and building that roster?
So you're telling me this is like when Magic tried to coach the Lakers.
Right. It's just, you know, the pizzazz is there, maybe, but it doesn't exactly result in wins.
Was it unfair of me to call out Shep?
No.
Part of me feels like I shouldn't have done it to protect him, but then if I protect him, I'm throwing Bilotti under the bus.
Correct. Look, and you would throw, if it was me or Pete that made that mistake, you would have probably, we would have had fun at it, poked fun at it. I don't think it was unfair, but I think you did a good job because post the show ending, you addressed Shep. Hey, Shep, I can't let Pete take the fall there. So he got it. But I think that was an uncomfortable moment for Shep because I think Pete was making him uncomfortable, and that led to just chaos. Chaos, I
you
tell
thought
you.
It was chaos.
I thought it was chaos back there to me. My heart was sinking. At some point, it was going to become my fault.
How was it chaos? I didn't see chaos.
Well, to me, it was chaos because they're figuring out the epic fail. Pete, instead of just explaining it in a basic way, like, hey, the way I would explain it is, DA is going to tease the epic fail, point to it. He's going to say music. Then you hit this. Boom, boom. Cue you up, and away you go. Pete's making it convoluted. The music goes in this track here. This goes here. And Shep's, you know, head is spinning in a million directions. So when time comes, he gets nervous. You haven't properly queued up because he's forgotten that first part. He's hitting it. You tell him to stop. He stops. Now Shep is melted because he doesn't know when to hit anything. So he hits the music. And Pete's telling him to hit that, and he's asking him, hit this, hit that, and that was a bad volley. It was those two arguing, and Pete was making Shep very tense and very nervous, and thus Shep couldn't fire on all cylinders. I've seen Shep be a good board op. I think Pete made him a mental puddle. He did. For my chair. Not a guy I'd have running my organization.
Huh. Wow. Well, there's a lot there.
There is a lot there. And I know that's very insidey radio, but I'm just telling you from the producer. I'll collect from the producer's chair what I've seen.
Well, people, I think, appreciate that little insight.
Sure. And you're going to get more of my problems with Pete on side B.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. We bring Bogus, and every time we bring Bogus in, it's usually a good Pete cleanse. We're due for a good Pete cleanse.
Well, you guys basically bellyache about other people at the office whenever you get together. You've bellyached about me on the side B.
We sure have. But Pete's owed one, and it involves my sick day. I'm not happy with some of his excuses. Yeah, so there's a lot to happen here on Side B.
Okay. Side B coming up.
All right, welcome into Side B of the PGP. This is Mraz, host of Side B and the executive producer of the DA Show. And I am broadcasting live from the podcast studio here at CBS Sports Radio with my colleague, Andrew Bogus, the bogeyman, a kind sir. How are you?
Oh, I'm well, Sean. How are you, more importantly?
I'm banged up. I'm weathering through. I'm playing hurt, for those of you listening to the DA Show. And you know, this is kind of really weird. I wanted to bring this back because we peel back the curtain. I was out sick on Tuesday.
Correct.
Barely
missed you.
Right. I thought on late Sunday, early Monday, I just had maybe an allergy thing, but then it became a full-blown cold that, you know, frankly, knocked me on my ass.
Yeah.
I felt it later on Monday. I said, screw it. I'm out Tuesday. You have these sick days. Why am I going to get back? Plus, I don't want to be that guy that gets everybody else sick. I hate that guy.
I think we've had this conversation before. And by the way, I don't feel well today, so this is, I think, maybe bouncing around our little compound here.
Oh, boy.
But yeah, like, we have sick days for a reason.
Correct.
No one's ever gotten a raise or avoided the purge of a company firing people because of perfect attendance.
Exactly.
Don't come to work sick. You're not some kind of champion, tough guy. If you're sick, stay home, get better, don't get me sick.
I would totally agree with that. I that's the last thing I want to be. I need to be coughing around everybody. I used to have this mentality when I first started in the business, like, you better not call out sick, your bosses will think less of you. And then as I've been around longer and longer, I realize, like, yeah, I'm not going to be that guy who, like, maybe I could be sick, I could not, but I just want the day off. If I'm sick, I'm staying home.
Right.
And it's not even a matter of, like, I could tough it out. I really could. I don't want to get anybody else sick. I'm working on people with young babies and all that else.
Right.
I need that hanging over my head.
And listen, when push comes to shove, in the grand scheme of things, we have a top echelon job, right?
But right.
One of the quote-unquote negatives is it's hard to replace us, not
sure,
because we're, like, super valuable. It's just there's only one of you. It's not like, oh, well, if Sean's out, then we can just move Todd over and, like, we can pick up the slack. Like, that is kind of what happens. But because there's only a handful of us that are cleared to do updates or cleared to host a show or cleared to produce
right,
a
you
show.
You need to have coverage.
You
it's not
coverage.
Your office job where you could pick up your double up your work the next day
or
when,
like,
you get
back. We'll just get to that tomorrow.
Right.
And because you and I in particular work so early in the day, like, there have been times where I've used a sick day because I didn't feel great, but then you wake up and I felt okay, like, oh, I could have gone in today, but I
correct.
Can't. But you can't make that call at 3:30 in the morning.
Correct.
So you have to do it at 7 the night before,
right.
And sometimes it's unnecessary, but you gotta be better safe than sorry.
Right, and then I feel worse doing it at 7, so I did it Tuesday before I left. I just went back to our bosses,
right,
which we're going to get to in a sec. Mm. I can't even believe I'm considering this guy, and said, look, just find me coverage for tomorrow. Why even chances? But I'm glad I did. I was wiped out. But I found it interesting because throughout the day, you know, I got up a couple times. I had to run to the store at one point anyway, but I didn't really listen to much of the DA Show, and I usually do that on a regular off day. Mm. I can't get away from it, but I didn't. And the amount of tweets I kept receiving, it's funny how many people don't know I'm out. You know, from listening to the show, I talk on the show a bunch.
Including you in tweets?
Yeah, like, hey, I'm trashing this and this and
right.
this. And maybe that's just their habit. It's great to be a part of the show. And then I had finally one person tweet me like 11:30, like, hey, you okay? Haven't heard you much today. And it's just like, you know, 2.5 hours in.
Yeah.
Do I mean that little to the show that nobody knows I'm actually out? That even the guy who realizes he's not hearing me much still thinks I'm there and not just saying much?
Well,
did DA not acknowledge that I was out?
I was going to say, I'd have to go back and listen more closely than I normally do to see how often he said that you were actually out.
Well, he doesn't have to make an announcement every segment. Hey, guys, Mraz is out. But at some point, you'd think,
yeah,
at worst, it'd be a joke made about me being soft or something like
right.
that.
Sam did a really good job, too, on Tuesday. That's an up-and-coming
Yeah, he's all right. Kid. Sam's all right. He's no Connor Green.
He also got dressed up for the day.
Oh, did he? See, I don't like that.
And now he was wearing a Syracuse polo shirt and khaki pants, so he looked like he was a grad assistant for the football team. But, I mean, he did seem to maybe uptick in the wardrobe because he was a little more important.
Oh, get serious, Sam. Yeah. But on that note, I wanted to bring up, and we love doing this when me and you are together, the annual Let's Bash Pete the Body Bilotti segment, right? Yeah. Like, we love this.
Bring it on.
Pete the Body Bilotti nearly completing his first full year of handling schedules at CBS Sports Radio, and as we've brought up, handles our days. I, right before having to use a sick day, handed Pete the rest of my days for the rest of the year because he already needs Christmas off.
Yeah.
We've made fun of Pete for this a bunch.
Yeah.
But I finally had the point where I don't think this was a joke. I got annoyed with Pete and the days off.
Good.
I text Pete about, and he knew I was sick because I'm hacking up all over him.
Yeah, no,
him
you, you were legitimately sick on Monday.
You could tell.
Yeah.
I finally text Pete before I leave. So I go, I talk to Dave. Dave handles my days at WFAN in New York. Pete handles my days at CBS Sports
and
Radio.
And Dave actually is our boss.
Which is a weird polyurethane, whatever you want to call
That's not the right word, but... but yeah, like Dave is technically through HR, through the organizational flowchart, he's our boss.
He's our boss, yet Dave handles my days at WFAN when he doesn't have anything to do with WFAN.
Correct.
And Pete handles the days at CBS Sports Radio. It makes no sense.
And Pete in no way has authority over us.
Correct. Okay. And Dave technically has authority. So I went back to Dave and I said, look, Dave, I'm sick. I got my sick days. I'm using one. Can you get me coverage? And with Dave, it's no problem, man.
Right.
You know, I'll handle it.
The way it should be.
But I have to text Pete because Pete has to get CBS Sports Radio coverage. That's his job. Dave said, yeah, just text Pete, because me and Pete have a good relationship. I text Pete. Pete told Dave I'm out or whatever. Pete's response was something to the effect of, all right, I mean, I'll try to find coverage. Like, giving me the sob story, like, it's going to be a hassle, because, you know, if you don't take off 3 months in advance, it's a big deal for Pete, because he has to break out the spreadsheet.
I mean,
and everything.
That is his stock response. Like, I'll see what I can do. And so I've gotten a little immune to that, because at first I had the same reaction, like, no. Like, I'm not coming in tomorrow.
Right. There's no I'll see
find
what I can
someone.
Do.
Like, you're not going to come back to me and go, you got to come in because I can't find somebody.
But here's my biggest problem, and maybe this was a mistake by me.
Mm-hmm.
Pete the Body Bilotti, for those of you listening to the end of the DA show with DA, thanks everybody. You might have noticed the last couple of weeks, he's thanked to James Boccioni, he's thanked to Dave Shepard. Pete, I guess using company dollars, has decided upon himself that he's going to train a bunch of people who have already been here.
Right.
I mean, Dave Shepard's been here for 5 years. Right. James Boccioni's been here for 2 years on different shifts that maybe they usually haven't done. Really, they're training on Pete's job.
Right.
I don't know if Pete's trying to create a little army here because he doesn't want to do the job anymore and he just wants to be scheduling.
Confirmed.
And he wants to go to bosses like, look how many people could do my job.
Yeah.
It's really bizarre. But anyway, Dave Shepard was training this week on Pete's job. And Dave Shepard has produced a bunch. He works on Sunday Morning Football at DA.
Right.
So when Pete said, I'll see what I could do, I knew that Shep was going to be in training with Pete on Tuesday anyway. So all I did was throw out to Pete. I go, well, Pete, remember, if you can't find anybody, you already have Shep training. Just have Shep do my job, and he could train while doing my job looking over it. I mean, the guy knows how to run a board.
Correct.
Pete's response to me on that, bogus. And this is airing the dirty laundry here on Side B of the PGP. Pete's response was, I'm not going to do that. Then that creates more work for me.
For him.
That was the quote.
Because you're sick, but the concern is Pete's workload.
So tell me, as I might have the bird flu, how I should interpret that. I may have to come into work and watch you train Shep while I'm sick and now get three people sick.
Right.
Because if you don't find anybody, because Shep can't just slide over and do it, because that would create more work for you, Pete. Is that not an idiotic response?
I don't know if idiotic is the right word, but I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make
it's
any
nonsensical.
Sense.
Nonsensical. I mean, the guy, how could you think that maybe you'd come in and sit there next to an extra person who could just have taken over for you, although Shep wasn't here yesterday.
Wasn't here after all that?
No. And there was a reason for, like, Pete moved him for something.
So he ended up moving him anyway!
Yeah. So, because I all of a sudden I was like, and then, no, and because I, you know, at some point yesterday, I'm like, wait, where's Shep? And he goes, I switched him to Wednesday and Thursday. But you know what? He's not here. Oh, no, he is here right now.
Switched him. You know why I switched him? Because I wasn't here, and he didn't want to have to worry about somebody filling in for me and training at the same time. That's why he switched him. But then he just didn't give him the shift.
He just wanted to oversee Sam yesterday.
Right. Because he figured, I have to pay attention to that.
That's what it is.
It's not that. Look, guys, let's a little peel back the curtain again. I say that a million times on here. It's not that difficult to do my job, okay? Look at me.
It's also
I'm a walking, blundering fool.
Yeah.
And I handle my job. Pete, it ain't that hard, man. It ain't that hard. Especially, by the way, I booked the guests for the show.
Right. It's also, there's 3 days. Bachchan was here last week for 3 days. Shep is here for 3 days. Now, every show is different.
What's he teaching them how to steal the Declaration of Independence from Nicolas Cage?
Every show's got its own little kind of unique things. Play this here, play that there. It takes one day and a couple of conversations maybe to like understand how to run a particular show. You do not need 3 days when you already know how to run the board,
correct,
how to do the commercial breaks, how to do the updates.
Correct.
They're 99% trained. That one last remaining training
is the show itself. Learn how to hit sound check.
Doesn't take 3 days.
Correct.
But 3 days.
3 days. But the idea that I had the solution for him, and quote, that creates more work for me.
Yeah.
Now, in the end, it should be noted, they found coverage because you had to find coverage because legally I'm allowed to take my sick days for crying out loud.
Yes.
But by golly, Miss Molly. Now, the one last thing I wanted to add in before we do this. We've had a cast of characters, and we'll call them that, on the side B, the Permission Granted Profiles.
Mm-hmm.
Great series started by Damon Amendola that was executed by me.
Right.
Many of those people, and some who we didn't get to, got together last week, or I guess for a while, and organized a gift for me and my wife for our incoming baby, house, whatever.
It's really coming out, but, you know.
Whatever, it's coming.
Details.
And they organized it through you, Andrew Bogish.
Yes, they
did. So, let me say, first of all, I had never been so surprised by a news ever. Like, I had no idea that anybody was getting me anything.
Right.
No idea. And it's so not necessary, but it was beyond generous what I got.
Yeah,
and
it's really unnecessary. It's ridiculously generous. And I tried more than once to tell them not to do this.
Okay, so I was going to ask you this. At what point did they contact you, the aliens?
It had been spread out. Because I think at first, I think they tried to get to DA and they didn't. I think maybe he might have ignored or missed a DM or something. And then they came to me, and then we're gonna put it together. When we have it, tell me how to send it to you. Then it took a while for anything, obviously, because they were raising money and crossing state lines and writing letters. So
we don't even know if what they did was legal federally.
So then it came back around. Then it was, I gave them the address. Then it was, I wasn't here one day when they wanted it to be in my mailbox, so I didn't know if it was in my mailbox. Then the next day it wasn't there. Where is it? Then we finally had it. Then I gave it to DA. And I even said to him, I was like, I don't even know how you feel about this or how the company would feel about, like, listeners giving us money.
Correct.
Like,
there could be some kind of rules there we're not aware of.
Listeners send food in sometimes, or, like, companies like, hey, you know, we'll send us, like, shirts that they hope we will, like, advertise. And, like, there are rules about giving away free advertising space. I wasn't sure if there was a rule or even a half a rule about, like, that we shouldn't publicly on the show acknowledge that people were sending us money,
right,
not, you know, for whatever. And he's like, no problem for that. So then it was just simply, when are we going to do it? So then it was like, there was one morning where I got three different DMs within like 39 seconds when's it happening? When's it happening? And finally I was like, guys, I will let you know when it's happening. I will not let this slip. I don't want to miss a note. You don't need to check in every day. When it's coming, I'll tell you. Because the days change and shows change. Like, I will let you know, and then we'll go from there. And then that, whatever, was that Friday when it finally made sense? Because Mongo was screaming at you about your food, and you have been bashing him, destroying him, and he was one of the
kingpins. So you want to make me feel bad.
Yeah.
So I just want to say, and I went and,
spent it all on donuts.
No, I haven't spent a dime yet, but I personally want to thank, well, I did personally thank every single person who was listed on there, but seriously, thank you guys from the bottom of my heart. So completely unnecessary, but obviously well appreciated. I have no idea why you like me. I have no idea why you did it, but that was really cool, and it was really touching, and geez, to be frank, that was nicer than anything anybody's ever done for me here in the building. So for those of you to be outside of the building, I mean, let's be honest, I'm on a show where on my birthday, they decided to throw a birthday party without me here and have cake with my nemesis. But thank you so much. Thanks to Bogish for coordinating.
And I'm going to go talk to my wife now. We're going to have a third kid just so I can get a present. So no pressure, guys, but...
Yeah, but of course, if you do that, make sure you give him less than you give me.
Yeah.
Okay, you can follow Andrew Bogish on Twitter, at Andrew Bogish with a C thrown in there somewhere.
Yeah,
and you can
doesn't matter where. You'll find me.
Follow me on Twitter and Instagram, at MrazCBS. Have a good week, everyone.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.